A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's unrivaled, Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell. It's our second hour of the program. Everything going swimmingly, hopefully, for you as well. So download the podcast wherever podcasts are found. You can do it for free. You can download the KSL Sports app, also free. And so, that's all brought to you by the University Federal Credit Union. So you can download that thing, listen to the program. Anything you've missed on the show, you can always go back and take a little listen. Scott, we got some things to get to this hour here.
Let's get to it.
And so we've got this 805 cut. I got to jump into it. We're going to talk a little bit about quarterbacks. I don't want you to be alarmed, but you got to get ready. Start talking about the NFL draft. Scott, don't get grumpy about it. This is your whole thing, man. The NFL draft and quarterbacks are your thing, bro.
It was just a grunt. It wasn't like I'm not upset.
Okay. It was like grunt, like putting your construction hat on, getting ready to work. Well, let's do it. Let's get right to it. It's our 805 cut.
The cut at 805. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Oh, we're at that weird time between pro days and what would have been the combine to, yeah, I think we're in that 2 weeks where now everybody has their hot takes about who's going to go early. Now everybody has to have the hot takes on why they're not going to be a good pick for somebody, right?
Well, it's like buying a car. You know, you go, okay, I want to buy this car, and you go see it, and you go, oh, I'm in love with it. It's awesome. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Then you go to bed, and you wake up the next morning, you go, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, maybe I didn't really like that part about it, and it's certainly that way with these players because they have so much time before the draft. You can talk yourself into and out of a
and
player
out of players,
so,
yes.
so easily.
I saw this. I saw a tweet go out today by a member of the media on the national level, and he was talking about the 49ers, and he said, "Save this tweet. The 49ers are going to take Justin Fields," and I thought that is like the. Like, Mac Jones is in that discussion. Trey Lance has been in that discussion. Justin Fields has not really been the discussion of somebody going to the 49ers. I mean, I guess in the end you kind of have a little bit of a coin toss between, you know, 3 through 6 on the quarterbacks or 3 through 7 even. And the 49ers are weird. They're doing kind of a weird disinformation campaign. But one of the things that's happened is guys start looking and saying, well, you know what could be a problem? You know what could be a problem? He only got to life scout, never became that Eagle Scout. You know, like you start to find things in these guys' past, and you go, "Oh, I don't like that about him." And this is one of those things where we were looking at it today, and ESPN's Chris Mortensen was talking about baseball in particular and how that could have an effect on the draft. Take a listen to what he said about Justin Fields and baseball
delivery. Why? People don't realize mm-hmm. Justin Fields was a big-time high school baseball player. He was invited to the perfect game showcase at Harrison High School in Metro Atlanta, where the top baseball players are showcased for Major League Scouts. He also was getting ready to play baseball at Ohio State last year. So he was actually going between two sports, getting ready, and then the pandemic. Are they not? Those type of things might have messed with his mechanics just a little bit.
Scott.
John Elway was going to say, I'm not playing football. I'm going to go play for the Yankees. Kyler Murray
had to return bonus money from the Oakland Oakland A's.
Dan Marino was actually drafted.
You told me that. I was actually surprised.
Yes. throwing a baseball actually helps you as a quarterback. I'm just telling you, it does. Patrick Mahomes has a baseball throw.
Yes.
That's why he can do all the crazy, awkward angles and throwing from his right to his left with velocity and with, accuracy.
Just, you know what I just figured
100%
out? 100%
of it is because he played baseball. This is a crazy thing.
I could take a wild guess and just probably tell you that every one of these guys in the draft, all these quarterbacks in the draft, probably all played baseball and were really, really good at it. You know why? Because they're really, really good at football. And to the point where they're in the top 0.000, 0.10, or just like so many zeros before you get to a significant number of the percentage of athletes in the world, basically. You know what it takes to be drafted in the first round as a quarterback in the NFL draft? You are not some sort of schmuck when it comes to athletics. You will be the best player on the field of most of the sports that you step onto a court or a field in. Guess what? Scott Mitchell was a pretty dang good baseball player. Guess what? Most of the people who were in the 80s, 90s, and even early 2000s, back when it was popular to be among a bunch of different sports, it was nowadays you get the guys who specialize, right? But I hate to break this to you, Scott. I just realized something. You were wondering why Donovan Mitchell can't be an MVP in the NBA. Really good baseball player. Yeah. Has that baseball background. Dad works for the Mets.
That's why he misses three-pointers.
That's why he's only 40% from three. Look at his mechanics. The elbow's weird. It's like he's trying to throw a slider on that three-pointer. It amazes me that a guy like Chris Mortensen, who's been around this game for a long, 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 maybe he's been around too much of a long, 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 long time. Why would he say that?
He knows better. Come on. Look, here's the thing that most of these – this is the problem with the draft right now. And that is and leading up to and the draft, everyone involved in making the decision has a massive ego. And they think they're right. They think they know everything. So the scout, the personnel director, because they're like, I'll look at these guys. I've looked at all this tape. I've been doing this for years. I picked this guy, that guy. I know talent when I see it. And the coach has an ego. The owner has an ego. The GM has an ego. I mean, do you think John Walsh or what's his name? John Lynch. I know John Lynch. Do you think John Lynch or Kyle Shanahan does not have an ego? And do you think – look, I cannot tell you how many meetings I sat in my career and listened to some of the biggest egos in the world argue – over the stupidest things in the world. And I can only imagine sitting in those draft meeting rooms and those war rooms and those pre-draft meetings. And I guarantee you, most teams knock down, drag out. We are like, especially with all these quarterbacks, the 49ers cannot screw up this pick. They can't screw it up. Like people's jobs are on the line with this. And so they're like, we need to know that we're going to get this right. We have to get this right in who we get. We can't mess this up or we're done. And they know that if they're really going to consistently compete in the West, they've got to have a top flight quarterback.
One of the things we were talking about with this quarterback group is I'm not sure why some years are more than others. It's not that the quarterback group is necessarily that much better. I mean, you think about last year's group with Tua Tagovailoa, Joe Burrow. You think of Justin Herbert, who ended up being better than all those guys. That was quite a quarterback class. And yet, we talk about this class with hushed tones like I've never seen. The buzz is insane for this year's group. And I wonder if COVID coverage and all these things has just kind of turned us into rolling back and going, you know what, I'm not going to talk about the wide receivers. It's an amazing group of wide receivers in the draft this year. Doesn't matter. We're going to go full on with all these quarterbacks. And you know what is even better? We're going to put Zach Wilson's coif on the front page because we like that hair, man. Let's take the break here. We'll come back. And when we do return, Sam Farnsworth from KSL5 Television is going to join us. We're going to ask him about all the things we've been talking about, the NCAA's new decision as of today. Plus, the Jazz get a break today and tomorrow. Then it's back to the grindstone. back-to-backs on Friday and Saturday, and play in L.A. again on Monday. So we're going to take the break here. We'll come back. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.